Storm Station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Yep. Okay, no.
Why don't you shoot me in the head? Black cloud sympathizer energy was always down in Dead Sea. I know you're always seeing red. Lay down, close your eyes, it floods your mind when you try to go to bed.
Why don't you shoot me in the head?
Black cloud sympathizer energy was always down in Dead Sea.
I don't care about me.
You're always seeing red. Lay down, close your eyes, it floods your mind when you try to go to bed.
I'm on the road. WMFO. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are with Maggie,
Dunya,
Naomi,
and Carol.
Yes, so today we're subbing in for String Theory. So sorry if you are really into classical music, because I think that's what they normally play on String Theory.
You're not going to get that today.
No, what you are going to get is you got Zach Shots, which I don't like as a band name. It's a little too zoomer Twitter irony. But I think they have like three songs out. They're all cute, twinkly guitar music. Mm. It's really like trendy. Like I feel like a lot of people are making similar sounding songs. Mm. But I like that one. I like how they sing. I like the little Minecraft rocket that you can hear at the end of that one.
Really? I've never heard of them. I'm excited to hear them.
Yes. Well, I think they're probably going to put out an album and we'll be tuned in. And then right now we're talking over River Mouth by Emma Book off of Suntub. Beautiful album, awesomeness. I like listening to that one and locking in because just the beautiful guitar tones and her sweet voice, you know, it gets me locked in.
But yeah, sure. We have, you know, I think if people really do like classical music, we can always do mouth trumpets.
Yeah, so call in if you're listening and you want mouth trumpets from Maggie,
Dunya,
Naomi,
and Carol.
All right, enjoy the rest of this song. Up next is Stars Above by Glowworm, a classic K Records band, and we'll take it from there.
Bye.
What's the devil know you from? Here's a knife with no handle to hold it. Here's a gun with no safety. switch on it, and his eyes are like a car with no lights on. Driving around all night, love, pretend you cannot see him, and his eyes are.
Just heard was A Car With No Lights On by Dagmar Zunia, yeah, and that was off of In Filth, Your Mystery is a Kingdom / Far Smile Peasant in Yellow Music, which came out last year, I found out, but it was just reissued on 8093, so that's how you guys can hear it, because I wouldn't have found it otherwise. But that song's cute, very matches the rainy weather we have going on. Mm-hmm. And then this is my last song. The three of us, me,
Dunya,
Naomi,
we all made this playlist together, and these are my songs. So we're ending off with Greaser by The Crying Nudes, and I'm talking over it. And I have something embarrassing to admit, and I don't want to be wrong, but I listened to this album, because, you know, people like it. And I was like, this is good, but it's low-key like Dean Blunt slop, but then I found out that this is, right? This is Dean Blunt and Fine, right?
Are you asking me? Because I have
okay,
no
I'm going
to
double check that. I don't want to be wrong. But
I think you are right, though.
Yeah, but Fine I also love. She has a beautiful album out that I really like called Rocky Top Ballads. And I'm going to stop talking over this, but then Naomi, do you remember what your first song was?
I'm looking at it right now. It's called Under Your Spell by Desire.
Okay, lit. So get excited for that. I'll let you listen to the last, like, 30 seconds of this song.
desire? I don't know. Do you think this feeling can last forever? You mean like forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever? Sure.
God, I hope so.
I remember where we first fought.
All right. Naomi, what song did we just hear?
We just heard First Touch by Francis of Delirium. And this was actually my second time listening to the song. It was played for me on Sunday. I was at like a little house, little dinner thing.
Cute.
With a friend, and they played it. And I was like, wait, this is epic.
So let's bless the airwaves with it.
Yeah.
And then what are we talking over right now?
We're currently talking over Sleeping In by the radio department.
No, it's crazy.
But
we're kind of the radio department.
That's what
that's
I
so
was
true.
Just thinking. I was like, it's kind of a paradoxical thing.
It's almost PSA time. Do we want to like just...
Ooh.
How about you look through? We're going to let Naomi, because
okay.
Dunya and I, we have radio shows.
Yeah.
Shout out Kismet, Saturdays 8 p.m.
And shout out Transient Random Noise Bursts, Thursday 9 a.m. I would have done it this morning, but I was a little sleepy.
We've all been there.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You're sleepy.
Yes. Have you found a good one?
Wait, not yet.
Okay, we can waffle around.
Yeah.
I found one. Everyone tune in.
This is inspired by the kombucha I was just making. It's called the Probiotics PSA.
All right.
Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics, found in yogurt. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are actually what allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt.
Like a yeast infection.
Excuse me. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Thank you.
Wow, I don't think I've had yogurt a single day here at Tufts.
I have yogurt every single day.
Oh, where do you get yogurt?
I usually like yogurt from Fresh at Carmichael, Greek vanilla yogurt, or I'll do a little Chobani. That's what I did this morning.
I do appreciate the Carm yogurt supply because Duick doesn't have that.
And it is good.
I
wish I liked more of like the Greek yogurt, but I really have like a craving for sweetness.
Yeah.
So it's hard without the adequate toppings.
I love frozen yogurt.
Mm.
That's the one thing I miss the most about having my car and driving around in suburban Marin, California. Is like, you know, it was always froyo time, but it's kind of hard here. But I did manage to do a froyo outing once with my
froyo world.
Friend Kay. Shout out Kay. We drove to Froyo, and it was like the best night of my life, and I talked about it to everyone who would listen. I was like, guys, I just got Froyo.
Proud.
So we just talked through all of Sleeping In by the radio department, and now what's your last song?
Okay, this one's been in my head, on my mind all the time. This is a throwback to when I was on Dunya's set weeks ago. This is another song by Fansagram, who I've been literally loving lately. It's called When I'm Small. It's one of their popular ones, but yeah, it's a really good one. It's popular for a reason.
Yippee, so enjoy that.
Got your hand on the button down. For me it ain't real, it's fool's gold.
Can we do a karaoke info where we just sing every song?
I'm so down.
If you would be tuned for that, let us know.
Just like and share and like in the comments. We'll respond to them.
So what did we... Now we're in Dinya's section.
My music. So we just listened to Fool's Gold by Amy Winehouse. Mm. Now we're listening to Cemeterial Club by Pescado Rabioso. I got really into Latin American alternative rock earlier this year, and so I was just listening to this album on repeat. It's so good. And a lot of Bocanada, I don't remember who that's by, Gustavo Cerati. It's so good. And then I love Amy Winehouse, I love Erykah Badu, and I always find that every single springtime I go back to listening to them, even though I've even though she, you know, she's not making any new music anymore.
Why is that?
Oh, well.
She's just on a hiatus.
Yeah, she's on a bit of a hiatus, and she's not making music anymore, and I've listened to every single one of her albums to death. Her unreleased music. A bit of a double entendre there.
But gosh, this is not right.
Sorry. But I find every single springtime I go back and I listen through Frank again. It's just so, so good.
Oh my god. I was listening to Frank because when I grow up, I want to be Dinya. So I was bored and I was listening to Frank and I was it really is that good.
It is
that good.
And not to be maybe controversial on the radio, I think Back to Black is good and it has definitely a lot of cultural impact, whatever. But I just like the R&B vibe of Frank. It's a little bit
more sonically cohesive.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And it feels a little more intimate.
Yes.
And I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I just love... I was going to say my favorite song, but I can't say it on the radio. But it's the one about the pumps. Shoes. It's the one about the shoes. And then I love Cherry, which I know is tacked on to the end of that song. Mm. But it's just so beautiful. I love what she was doing there.
My favorite one...
The intro is so good, too.
It's so good. When I was younger, it was... I Heard Love is Blind, which is about... It's she is singing about how she, had an affair or, cheated on her boyfriend, but it was, using justifications that men use for cheating on their girlfriends, and it's just so, tongue-in-cheek. It's so good.
She's just, I love it. Yeah. She's just witty. She's sharp.
Yeah, she is.
I love that in a lyricist.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to turn us off, but we'll be back on the mic before you know it.
Yeah.
So don't touch that dial.
You bet that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe the sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid.
Sueños al jadear desde su boca de verdeado dulzor, y entre los libros de la buena memoria se queda oyendo como un ciego frente al mar. Llegará mi boca también, tal vez le confiaré que eras el vestigio del futuro. Rojas y verdes, luces del amor, prestidigitan bajo un halo de rumor. Qué sombra extraña te ocultó de mi guiño, que nunca oíste la hojarasca crepitar. Pues yo te escribiré, yo te haré llorar. Mi boca besará toda la ternura ser olas sin palabras recorrieron tu estante. No volverías a triunfar en tu alma. Yo sé que harías largos viajes por llegar. Parado estoy aquí esperándote. Todo se oscureció. Ya no sé si el mar descansará.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
So yes, what song's this?
This is Invisible, Los Libros de la Buena Memoria.
Wow, the books of good memory?
I guess.
Wow. I've never taken a language class.
Ever.
Ever in my life.
Spanish never. For 2 years.
We were looking at the clock, and it's looking like our time's almost up.
Ooh.
We have a good 12 minutes left. Mm-hmm. So that was, we started with Maggie, which is me. We started with my songs, and then we went to Naomi's songs.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Dinya's songs.
This
her beautiful, beautiful music.
Beautiful, beautiful, soulful, beautiful music.
You guys have beautiful everything.
Yes, but now we're going to end off with some wild cards. I think we only have time for two of these songs. But next up is Advantage Lucy Mahiru, which was a recommendation by Elliot Tessel.
Our good sis.
Our good sis. I think he's keeping it tuned. I think he's listening.
Hi, Elliot.
He better be.
Hi, Elliot.
So
I love you.
I've never heard this song before, but it's going to play after this one. And I hope it's good.
I hope it's something crazy.
5.5 minutes long.
Whoa. Juicy, juicy.
I've heard of Advantage Lucy. They're like a Japanese pop, like Shibuya K vibe from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard their song, so we're going to tune in.
Yay!
All right, and then Naomi's going to close us off with another song in Japanese. I don't know why we were really...
It's like that one song by The Vapors. We're turning Japanese on here.
Yes.
Flat 7.
Oh, no. It's Flat 7. It's an open door.
Open
door. So, yes, we're going to say goodbye. But before we do that, you can listen to Mihiru by Advantage Lucy.
Woo!
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you. right, that was Mihiru by Advantage Lucy, and we were talking good rec, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot, thanks for that rec.
Yay! We enjoyed it a lot. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been Meg.
Dunya.
And Naomi.
And we're closing it out with An Open Door by Flat 7.
Woo, woo, woo.
I hope you enjoyed our sub hour.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it. We want to go back on the air sometime.
All together.
As a trio. Yep.
Yes.
And more invited. Anyone can come. But
everyone come. If you're listening, you're invited.
If you're listening, pull up to Studio A and we can hold hands and we can listen to beautiful, beautiful tunes.
And we can lick each other.
We can...
Maybe.
No, I don't like this anymore. Maybe like
if you drink,
polite, like,
if you
cheap
get your
kiss.
Probiotics in. We'll
yeah,
talk.
But you can't eat in the studio.
Yeah, so it'd be kind of a pre-rec.
Okay.
You can't have a yeast infection either, sorry. Actually, we don't discriminate like that.
We don't discriminate like that.
I feel like if they're yeasty, they'd have more probiotics. So I'm screaming, you're welcome.
Yeah, and then
I'm turning everyone's mic off.
After we meet, we go bake bread together.
All right, well,
thanks
I
for
hope
tuning
you
in.
You guys enjoyed
Thank you.
That.
Bye.
Good day.